As we've reported, Judge Patrick Corum handed down a sentence of 16 years to life in the state prison for the charge of murder and 5 years to life for the offense of felony discharge of a firearm. The judge ordered that both sentences will run concurrently. The time behind bars for the 29-year-old Hanfling will be decided by the Board of Pardons. Over 2 years ago, in the early morning hours of February 22nd of 2016, Hanfling shot Fernandez after a fight between the two at the victim's apartment in Lower Old Town. Among the statements to the court on Monday, Main Street businessman Jesse Shetler said Fernandez was his employee and his friend, and he misses Jose every day.
The choice to take the life of Jose was made by you, James Hanfling, and you alone. While on the floor, laying on his backside, as he defensively retreated to the corner of his living room, you intentionally shot Jose Fernandez in the head, and without pity or remorse, you left him to die in the darkness. Jose's wife, Grizel, will forever struggle to make it on her own, raising the daughter who will never know her father. You ripped apart Jose's family, and in the same instant, ripped apart your own. You severed friendships and horrifically altered the lives of everyone in this courtroom.
He said that Hanfling chose hate over love, evil over good, and as a result has destroyed his own future. Another friend, Jeffrey Richards, said that Hanfling has not shown any remorse.
As such, I would ask for... There isn't enough time. This man has been behind bars. If he gets out in 20 years, 30 years, he'll still be an adult capable of killing somebody else, ripping somebody else from us. And the problem is, he doesn't care.
Relatives of Fernandez spoke to the court through an interpreter. Cousin, Gloria Claudia Romero Garcia, said she grew up thinking of Fernandez as a brother. She recalled that Fernandez and his wife had struggled for years to have a child. His wife, Grizel, was pregnant at the time of the shooting. Romero Garcia talked about her loss, but also expressed forgiveness for Hanfling.
Así que yo de mi parte le digo a él, de corazón te digo, aunque me quitaste a alguien que yo amé toda mi vida.
Even though he's taken away her brother, that she'll continue with life.
De corazón te digo que yo te perdono.
And with her heart, she
said,
I forgive you.
She also asked if she could hug the defendant, but Judge Corum said no. The victim's wife, Grizel Trujillo, talked about struggling with her pregnancy and the painful decision to take Jose off life support after the shooting. But she said she's doing her best to move forward because of her 11-month-old daughter who was present in the courtroom. She also noted that Hanfling himself has a daughter.
La única diferencia entre la hija de James y mi hija.
The only difference between James' daughter and my daughter.
Que la hija de James puede venir a verlo las veces que ella quiera.
Is that James' daughter can come and see him as many times as she wants.
Y mi hija nunca va a tener esa oportunidad.
My daughter will never have that opportunity.
During the hearing, Hanfling did not move or react and looked straight ahead. He spoke only to tell the judge that he did not want to make a statement to the court. His attorney, Scott Williams, said that his client has felt a private remorse in a number of ways.
I can represent to you that the person that I've dealt with since I took over this case, Mr. Morrow, who originally had the case up until the preliminary hearing time, through the preliminary hearing, and with Ms. Tangero at my side, I've spent many hours with James Hanfling and his family. It's a good family, a strong family, and of course they're victimized by these circumstances as well. The remorse for where position the outcome of this evening has caused to everybody has been constant and sincere.
Attorney Scott Williams. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.